It's time for Waseca Blue Jay Basketball on Crew Country 92.1 FM, brought to you by Federated Insurance, Ameriprise Financial, Demel Ford, Mediacom, Landmark Real Estate, iWealth Investment Centers, Snap Fitness, Paston Present Antiques, and Remax Masters. Now to the court, here's Don White with the call.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Section Tournament Basketball. I'm Don White, along with Dale Kuyoff, as we get set for hopefully a long road the Waseca Blue Jays will pave as they make their way through the Section 2AA tournament. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Of course, thanks to our wonderful sports boosters, and we're just about set to go. Well, your Blue Jays finished up another successful year. They went through a lot of trials and tribulations, a lot of injuries, a lot of illness, and they still managed to pull off a 16-10 year. Since we last talked, the Jays did play one game. We did the Blue Earth game, which was just back on February 22nd. They wrapped up the season with a loss to New Ulm, 83-75. So I think, Coug, that loss to New Ulm after getting just drubbed by 30 at their place, and then they played them really tough out in Marshall and lost by 8. You know, I think they played some pretty good ball. I think they went, 3-2 down the stretch, but they were in all the games, and you got to kind of like the place they're at.
Well, we know New Ulm is a good ball club. They racked up 100 against the Jays the last game at New Ulm. So to stay within range of them was probably a pretty good show. And probably the most important thing now is the Jays have had a week off to rest the owies and the injuries and get some practice time, which they need at this time of year. And hopefully everybody's feeling better and will be set to go tonight.
If you look at the way the Big South Eastern portion wrapped up, Jackson County Central had the best record, 18-7, than the Jays, Fairmont, and this Blue Earth area team. So the Jays, they did do enough, Coug, to earn the number 2 seed in the south half of the subsection. So let's dive right into that, where everybody's playing tonight. Obviously the Jays, the 2 seed, hosting Blue Earth, the 7 seed. In the other half of this bracket, JWP, the 3, takes on the 6, WEM. Then in the top half, it's the number 1 seed, Lake Crystal. They're hosting NRHEG, and then Maple River is hosting St. Clair. So I think things kind of shook out like we thought, but you brought up a good point. JWP had 21 wins, but the Jays sniped the 2 seed.
Yeah, Waseca really beat JWP quite easily during the year, and I assume that was a big factor, and then also that Waseca plays a much tougher schedule than JWP, but I was a little leery that beating JWP head-to-head wouldn't be enough to overcome the 5-win difference, but it did, and I think Waseca, you couldn't ask for a better draw than they have, because you know, you didn't want to be number 4 because then you're going to have to play number 1 in the semis. But they're playing a team they beat twice. They should win. Then they play either JWP or WEM, who they've already beaten, both of those. And you win those first two, and then you're in the finals probably against Lake Crystal or Maple River, who's played really well at the end of the year.
Yeah, no doubt. The number 1, I think, overall seed, Coug, in the section is Belle Plaine. They're the only team with a bye. And they're, of course, in the north half, and they're playing up in New Prague once they get everybody together. Also tonight, LeSueur Henderson is hosting Central. Glencoe Silver Lake, the 3, hosts TCU. And number 2, Minnesota Valley Lutheran, is hosting Sibley East. That's what's happening in the north half. But we're not going to worry about the north half for now. We got a lot to worry about here in the south half. And, of course, we'll talk about our opponent in just a moment. But and we'll hear from Seth Anderson in just a moment. But, Coug, it's, you know, and we talk about this with Seth during the pregame. And we'll mention it, you know, in a moment. But as a player, you have to realize the finality of what you're doing now, because you're in the tournament. But on the flip side of that same coin, you can't be scared of it. You got to embrace it. And I think the really good teams and the really good players are the guys that love this. I remember, you know, Jack Nicklaus once said, he said, you know, if there's no pressure, there's no fun. He didn't have a good time unless he was in the heat. And I think you got to have that mentality, especially right now.
Yeah, you have to have it in your mind that every game now is sudden death.
Yeah.
You win, you advance, you lose, you put the jerseys and balls away for another year. So you can't look past anybody. You got to go out and do it on the court. But this is such a fun time of year. I mean, every game, and that's part of it. Every game is a do or die. You gotta do it. So, yeah, I just loved it when I got the tournament time back as a player. That was so fun.
It was. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back in just a moment and hear from Seth Anderson, head coach of the Jays, back in 1 minute. This is the pregame with Seeka Blue Jay Basketball.
Since the turn of the century, Federated Mutual Insurance Company and many of our employees have called Owatonna home. We work hand in hand with our neighbors through giving, volunteering, and focusing on community initiatives. We invest in this community because we love to see opportunities and advancements, such as the new high school and the downtown developments. We enjoy seeing the citizens of our great community continue to grow and thrive. And above all, we are proud to be part of Owatonna's rich history and all that Owatonna has to offer.
To successfully plan for and enjoy your retirement, you need a smart tax strategy that meets your evolving priorities. Call Kevin Walter, a financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Along with your trusted tax professional, they can help you create a tax diversification strategy that supports the life you're living today and reflects the life you want tomorrow. Call Kevin Walter today at 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota.
Ameriprise Financial Inc. does not offer tax or legal advice. Consult with a tax advisor or attorney. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the pregame. Seth Anderson with us. Seth, tonight we open up with Blue Earth in the section, the section opener. But before we get to that, it seemed like the end of the season, it was a bit up and down, but it seemed like you closed pretty well. How did you feel about how things wrapped up as far as the regular season is concerned?
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it. I thought we played some good basketball at the end. I really liked the way we played and battled New Ulm last game ago. It seems like a long time ago, and I've been like 10 or 11 days here since that last game. But, I like the way we've been playing. I think the ball's been moving. Our press has gradually been getting better throughout the year. Guys are kind of understanding what we need from them role-wise better. It's getting down to the point where, you know, you got to play for the guys next year, and you got to do what's best for the team at all costs at this point. And I think we're starting to understand, like, hey, it's getting really real now, you know. And I really felt it when we were in the conference Final Four game where, all right, everybody's a little bit more focused. The practices are a little bit more focused, and it's a really fun time of year.
So do you think the guys are there? Are they at the point? Because we know physically, you've had some struggles there, but mentally, do they realize it's not one and done? Do they realize that everything is amplified? It's just everything's under a microscope now.
I hope so. I mean, it's one of the things that you talk about. One of the things about, you know, you're at practice and you're talking about, you know, hey, we're preparing for, you know, games. You know, the work we do right now is going to pay off when we get to the playoff time and at the end of the season. And that's what you talk about all season long is, you know, once you get to the end of the season, that you can't just turn it on. I mean, if you don't have something down or haven't practiced it, it doesn't all of a sudden just appear when you want it the most. Sports don't work like that. So that's one of the things where, you know, things we've been working on all year long and things that we've put in place all year long, you hope that they start, you know, executing them at the highest level that they can.
So tonight you have Blue Earth area. We played them, I think, 3 games ago. Took a little bit to separate, but when you did, you took care of them, you know, pretty handily. You've beat them pretty soundly twice on their floor and ours. So the old adage, hard to beat a team 3 times, and it actually rings true a lot. But, you know, what are some of the things that you think you can expose tonight and maybe some of the areas that maybe worry you a little bit?
You know, anytime, you know, they're probably going to come out and play that 3-2 zone that they've played played against us all year, and you know they've had some success with it in stretches, and you know we haven't shot the ball very well against them in either game. So I'd expect them to kind of do more of the same and hope that themselves play better offensively. If we can shoot the ball well, you know, kind of get some inside touches and kind of find a way to play inside out, which is hard for us sometimes because we don't score overly well around the hoop. That'll be huge against their zone, but we've got to be great defensively. It all comes down to that. Is, you know, if you're great defensively and make teams take tough shots and have tough possessions and, you know, cause some turnovers because you're in the right spot, those are really the things that win come playoff time. You're not always going to shoot the ball well, and I think everybody talks about that a lot, is I hope the shooting's there, but you can't count on it all the time. You really want to be able to count on your defense, and I hope we're at a point right now where, you know, we're switching well, we're boxing out well, and we can go rebound the ball well. Those are all going to be really important for us.
And finally, healthy, health-wise, how are we?
You know, about as well as you can expect late in the year. I think all the guys that have had some bumps and bruises that have caused them to miss practice time, they're back. You know, the Noah Thompson obviously has been out for the year. Tossin Roop kind of had some knee issues that it kind of knocked him about 3 weeks ago. So, you know, other than those guys that we know are out, I think we're healthy and I think we're okay.
Well, should be a lot of fun tonight. Good luck, Seth.
I appreciate it. Go Blue Jays.
That is Seth Anderson. Back in 1 minute with Sika Blue Jay Basketball.
At Landmark Real Estate in Waseca, Molly Erdman and John O'Neill know the area like the back of their hands. Once a Blue Jay, always a Blue Jay. They're here to help you through the closing process, whether it's your first home or your forever home. They will do what it takes to get the best deal for you. Find them at LandmarkMinnesota.com and in Waseca just off Elm Avenue. They're ready to be your realtors from a fresh start to forever. Go Jays!
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
Back in Waseca, Section 2, AA, South Subsection, quarterfinals. Your Waseca Blue Jays hosting the Blue Earth area Buccaneers. And Coug, it sure is nice to get the initial home game. And you know why? The Jays are 10-1 at home this year. That's a pretty good advantage.
Yeah, you got to win the home games, and the Jays have certainly followed that philosophy this year. And We're glad because we don't have to go to Fairmont twice, even though they have great concessions.
They do. Blue Earth area, Coug, an intriguing subject. They come in. They finished up 11-13. They had wins over Windham area in overtime. They beat TCU, and then they lost in the finale to Waterville Elysian Morristown, 69-60. Been very up and down, but they did lose their best player, and I know that hurt, you know, quite a bit. In fact, they lost him before the last time, you know, the Jays and Blue Earth played, which is William Bromlin. So they're young. We saw in their last rotation they went with a couple of freshmen. So, you know, what do you think? I mean, this is the second time you've played this team in, you know, in about, you know, a couple of weeks here.
Well, you and I talked before the game, and you reminded me it was 10 years ago. I didn't think it was that long already, but that year we beat St. Peter by over 30 points twice during the season.
Mm-hmm.
And drew them, got them in the playoffs, and got beat. And not only got beat, got it handed to us.
Yep.
We couldn't solve their defense.
Nope.
We just couldn't score any points. So that's all you have to bring that up to anybody. You've got to go out and play. You've got to set the precedence. Yes, you've had two easy games against them, but throw that out of the memory bank. You got to go out now every game. You got to be ready to go when the buzzer starts. And you got to play hard till it's over with.
And the last time they played Coug back in the 22nd, the Jays had five in double figures. Five. Yep. Holscher led them with 18. They shot 41%. They only turned it over 10 times, and that was great. Blue Earth area was led by Barkery at 18. But remember, Coug, the Bucks turned it over 22 times that night. The Jays fired up 68 shots. The Bucks had 43. If you can match some of those numbers, I like our chances this time around.
Yeah, I remember Blue Earth turned the ball over a lot, and I remember Waseca really did a good job on the boards that night. So we'd like to see that again.
Well, let's take a break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with Waseca Blue Jay basketball.
Snap Fitness in Waseca is proud to sponsor the Waseca Sports Broadcast on Crew. They're one of the largest locally owned and operated gyms in southern Minnesota with a wide variety of equipment, workout options, and in-person and online personal training. All memberships are month-to-month, no contract required. Coach Volkman and Coach Janicki would love to get you started on your fitness journey. Find them at 122 Elm Avenue East or email waseca@snapfitness.com to schedule a tour. Go Big Blue! Not all internet is created equal. That's why more Blue Jay fans choose Extreme, powered by Mediacom. Our fiber-powered network was built to keep you ahead of the game, delivering the speed, reliability, and security you deserve. And now we're leading the way in bringing you one of the nation's first 10G platforms and blazing new paths to bring fast internet even further with the launch of Mediacom Bolt. You want internet that can't be beat? Call 844-4FASTER and talk to the Extreme team today.
This is Mike Demmel at Demmel Ford Lincoln in Waseca, and we are proud to support Waseca Blue Jay Athletics. Demmel Ford Lincoln and DemmelFord.com are where you can always find the area's best selection of new Ford vehicles, new Lincoln vehicles, the nicest pre-owned vehicles, and service specials. Demmel Ford Lincoln wants to congratulate and say thanks to all of the coaches, athletes, teachers, and their families who help make our Blue Jays the best. Go Jays!
KRUE, Waseca, Owatonna, Faribault.
You know what? You guys play the best country.
Southern Minnesota's real country.
Give me some country.
Yeah.
Your country. Crew 92.
Welcome back. Section 2AA, quarters in the south portion of this. Jays in Blue Earth area. Let's run through the starting lineups. First of all, for your Jays, it will be 6 foot junior Demarius Russell, averaging 14 per game. 6 foot 2 inch senior Laird Keaton, averaging about 12 per game. Deron Russell, 6 foot sophomore. Deron on the year, the leading scorer, averaging over 16 a game. Andrew Robrand, 6 foot 3 inch senior. Andrew averaging about 2 per game. And Zach Holscher, 6 foot 1 inch senior. Zach on the year, averaging about 10 per game. For Blue Earth area, will be 6 foot 2 inch senior Max Logie, 5 foot 10 inch junior Gage Barker, 5 foot 10 inch junior Jacob Granjanet, 6 foot 4 inch freshman Sully Dahlberg, and 6 foot 3 inch senior Taylor Davids. Go give me some keys.
Well, tournament time, Don. It is most games of the year, but definitely in tournament time, you have to take care of the ball. The Blue Jays forced Blue Earth into 22 turnovers last time. That is way too many. The Jays have to take the ball, take care of the ball, get a shot every time you have possession. Number two, we've got to get down and play defense. I know Seth made a good point in the pregame. You never know if the shots are going to go in or not, but you can know that you're going to play good defense if you got your kids focused on that philosophy. And number three, we got to hit the boards again. We really dominated the boards against Blue Earth in the last meeting. We need to do that again.
Jays will be in their home blues with the gold numerals and trim, and Blue Earth area will be in their road whites with the maroon numerals and the gold trim. Of course, they introduced the entire teams here in the tournament, so they're doing some of that right now. Looks like Coug, the Jays, and to me this was one of the big storylines, was health. And it really has been a focus on Demarius Russell, Coug, because, you know, in December he had that abdominal surgery, and he's gutted it out, and he got back in the lineup, and You know, and if he is feeling spry and he has got that step, Goog, this team is going to be a nightmare for teams to play. But, you know, if he's not feeling well and, you know, things start to go the other way, you know, things can go south pretty quick. But I'll tell you what, I still think, and we said this about back in January, I still think this is the team nobody wants to play. I really do. Because if they're rolling, they're a nightmare. They're just a nightmare.
Well, and the good thing about it, Don, is in both subsections, there's no team here that you say, oh, my gosh,
no.
We don't have a chance.
No.
You know, I kind of look at that other subsection, and the team that kind of catches my eye is Glencoe Silver Lake, and they're the 3 seed. They're the one I'm kind of leery of, but
yeah. You're
right. Lake Crystal's number one, but they lost 2 games at the end of the year. Waseca played them, lost by 12, but Seth says we couldn't get a shot off the second half.
No.
Their defense was good, and that's what you have to have now at tournament time. You got to really gut it out and play defense.
And the number one overall seed, I think, in this section, Coug Bell playing, the Jays lost to him by one.
1 point,
at
yeah. Their
place.
Yep.
And according to Seth, we did not play all that well.
Yep.
So things have shook out pretty good, I think, for the way things sit right now. And then, you know, I think you have a pretty good tournament coach, Coug, and Seth Anderson.
Yeah.
Who's, you know, you and I really like what he does. We don't have a lot of depth, but we like what he does with the depth that he does have.
Yep. He's a good, solid game coach. And we love when guys get 2 or 3 fouls, he takes them out, but they don't sit out for the rest of the half. He
snuggles
them back in for 2 minutes here, 2 minutes there. And I like that. I just hate it when a guy gets 3 fouls and there's 9 minutes left in the half and you pull him out, and with 90% of the coaches, you say, well, that's it. We won't see him till the second half. Seth, that guy will probably get in 2 or 3 times yet in the final 9 minutes for a couple minute stints.
Yeah. And, you know, you hit on one, Coug. I loved it. Was turnovers. Turnovers can be the great equalizer. And I think, Coug, foul trouble.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't had a ton of it, but and maybe it's because we don't do a lot in the interior. We're just not an interior-based team. I think foul trouble could be a real bugaboo. Let's hope we can avoid it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And there's two DR initials on our team that just can't get in foul trouble for sure.
Yeah, you're right. Pretty good crowd on hand, and we're almost ready to rumble. Jays 16 wins, Blue Earth Area 11 wins. And you were thinking, cool, gee, are we going to have, you know, this could be a tough year maybe. Well, and then here they are with, another 16-win year. So pretty good. All right, final instructions by both head coaches, and we're just about set to roll.
Jays want to get off to a good start too, Don, because they're the definite favorites, and you don't want to give that underdog any thoughts of thinking we're going to pull an upset.
And they didn't get off to a really good start last time. They took them a while to get going, and then they left them behind. Tap controlled by Keaton, hands it off to Duran, and we're underway in the Section 2AA tournament. Demarius right wing in the corner. Holscher, quick trigger three. That one bangs off, no good. Rebound comes down to Taylor Davids for Blue Earth Area. Controlling it will be Gage Barker. He was tough last time they played. Dahlberg in the paint. This is Taylor Davids. Davids bounce pass, stolen away by the Jays. Good tip, turnover. That's turnover one on Blue Earth Area. Good job by the Jays' hands in that interior. Russell to Russell in the corner. Keaton, he'll put it on the floor. Laird on the wing for Demarius. Long three, no. Long rebound run down by Keaton. Hands it to Demarius. No look pass to Rober, and he missed the bunny. So the Jays quickly 0 for 3 from the floor. Up court comes Blue Earth Area. Handling the ball, Max Logie loses it. Dribble off his own foot. Demarius with it. He'll go coast to coast. High off the window. Missed it. Rebound put back. That no good by Duran. And the Jays are 0 for 5 from the floor. Oh, for crying out loud. And Coug, we talked about a fast start. Nope. You could already have a double-digit lead with the basketball. Blue Earth Area. Taylor Davids works the perimeter. Davids will hand it off to Grandjeanette. on the wing with the basketball, Gage Barker. Barker finds Dahlberg wide open in the corner, and he buries a three. And a quick 3-0 lead for Blue Earth area. They hit their first shot. The Jays 0 for 5.
And Blue Earth's playing that 3-2 zone, which they played most of the time in the last meeting.
Keaton, little floater by Keaton on the baseline. That no good. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touched by the Bucks. And Coug, we're 0 for 6 to start.
Yeah, and we're showing no patience at all to start the game.
Where's the offense? It's just haphazard. Keaton gets a nice interior pass, throws up a wild off-balance shot, and then Robrand on the rebound tied up. Yet another missed shot by the Jays. And Coug, you're not going to beat anybody if you dig a 0 for 7.
And a poor missed shot.
Yeah, just what is going on?
Here's the 2-2-1 full court press for Waseca.
Nice job, break by Blue Earth area. With it is Gage Barker, and he'll back up and reset it. 3-0 Blue Earth area. Jays 0 for their first 7. 15:55 to go. 15 seconds on the shot clock. On the wing, Logie. He'll penetrate. Logie falls down, lost it, got it back. On the wing, he finds Davids. Davids will penetrate. Spin move out top. With it is Granjanet. He'll penetrate. Granjanet to the basket, lays it in, and it's 5-0 Blue Earth area. And the Jays a bit shell-shocked here early on, and they have just started out miserable at 0 for 7. Here's Keaton. Now Demarius. Hulsher with it to Demarius. He'll penetrate. On the wing, Keaton fires up a three. That one way short. Another miss by the Jays, and on the rebound, a foul is called, I think, on Waseca. Nope, it'll be on Blue Earth area. It'll be a first foul on Davids. And they're going to bring in Carson Onstead. Coug, they got to find somebody who's going to put the ball in the hoop.
Yep.
You're
0
for 8. Demarius, 5-0 Blue Earth area into Keaton. Now Onstead, he'll penetrate. Nice bounce pass feed to Robrand. That's beautiful. Oh, he drew the defense in, and Robrand laid it in. 2-5-2, some full court pressure by the Jays. Granjanet. Now Dahlberg, and Dahlberg will be fouled from behind. Was it Onstead who got him? Might have been. It is. Carson will pick up his first, team's first. Seems like Carson, though, Coug, came in and just gave instant energy here.
Yeah, quick move to the hoop and then a great drop pass.
Logie will inbound way out top to Dahlberg. He'll hand it back to Gage Barker. Barker will try to penetrate. Onstead cut him off. With the basketball, Davids. Davids had it stripped from him. It was Keaton who took it. Up court, Durant. Now Demarius, three ball, corner, got it. And now the Jays starting to find a little bit of rhythm. And we're knotted up at 5-5, just like that. Jays took a little bit to wake up. With the basketball, Taylor Davids, he's double-teamed to the corner. Davids in some trouble, tip stolen. Jays another turnover, the fourth on the Bucks. Here's Demarius in the corner. Onstead, three ball, bang! Carson Onstead, and the Jays have ripped off 8 in a row, and they have woken up.
And Woo. It's the defense that's getting their offense going, Don.
Barker, Logie, now Granjanet, he's double-teamed. He's in trouble. Bounce pass to Dahlberg. Dahlberg in the corner. Three ball, fired up, and good. That one by Taylor Davids. And we're tied at 8-8, and a timeout called by the Jays. We'll be back in 30 seconds with Seeka Blue Jay basketball.
Since the turn of the century, Federated Mutual Insurance Company and many of our employees have called Owatonna home. We work hand in hand with our neighbors through giving, volunteering, and focusing on community initiatives. We invest in this community because we love to see opportunities and advancements, such as the new high school and the downtown developments. We enjoy seeing the citizens of our great community continue to grow and thrive. And above all, we are proud to be part of Owatonna's rich history and all that Owatonna has to offer.
Jays come into this game. They average 72 a game. They give up 64. Blue Earth averages 66 a game. They give up 70. Into the ball game, Jake Thompson for the Jays. His first appearance, I think the Bucks stay put. Russell. Demarius, right wing, now Onstead will penetrate. Bounce pass to Durant underneath the hoop. Hangs in the air, missed the layup. And on the rebound, Thompson, I think, is fouled. He got great position, fouled over the back. That'll be the second on Blue Earth area. We're knotted up at 8 here in this quarterfinal. Jays, the 2 seed. The Bucks, the 7 seed. They get it to Carson. Onstead penetrates. Onstead looking for Demarius on the ring. He was wide open, but it was tipped out of bounds by Davids. Russell, Duran, long three ball, no. Weak side board is grabbed by Logie. And Coug, the Jays are 3 of 13 to start. Granjanet will penetrate. Granjanet out on the wing, Dahlberg. Dahlberg hands to Davids. Jays have forced four turnovers. Davids, Granjanet. Granjanet just fell down, lost the ball right into the hands of Duran. Flying the other way is Duran. Spins out and resets smartly. Here's Demarius in the corner. Duran, head fake, baseline, fires out top. Demarius, three ball is good, but a foul is called away from the ball.
No, I think Thompson got caught standing in the lane watching.
Yes. Well, it's a first turnover on the Jays, and Coogan wiped out a three by Demarius.
Yeah, we finally made one.
So, here's Dahlberg, back to Logie. Jays have forced five turnovers. The three ball fired up and good. And that is Barker, Gage Barker. Coug, the Bucks are 4 for 4. Complete opposite, and it's 11-8. Here's Duran in the corner for Keaton. Keaton will penetrate, throws up a wild off-balance shot. No good. The rebound grabbed by the Bucks.
Keaton's just wild out of control tonight.
What is going on? Jays just cannot buy one. With the ball, Barker working in the paint. He finds a cutting Granjanet, and Granjanet dribbled out of bounds. And Coug, if it wasn't for the turnovers, they have six of them. Who knows what's cooking?
Yep, exactly.
Jays trail 11-8. The Bucks have not missed a shot. They've taken four. They've made all of them. The Jays on the other end have missed almost all of them. Here's Onstead, feeds underneath to Duran, back out to Carson. Carson, baseline. He throws out top to Demarius, who taps it, almost lost it, tapped it to Holscher. Finds Onstead in his bounce pass. He throws right into the hands of Logie. Turnover number two on the Jays. Gage Barker with it. Barker. New man in the game is Noah Dahl, 6'3 senior. Dahl at the free throw line finds a wide open Dahlberg cutting shot blocked by Holscher. Got his rebound back, missed again. Rebound Demarius. Up court, Russell. Now Duran on the wing, right side, back to Demarius. He'll penetrate through the entire D. Floats through, missed a layup. My goodness. And the Jays are now 4 of 15. Barker almost lost it again. Out top to Logie. 11-8. Blue Earth area on top. Logie in the paint. Spins. Fadeaway turn. Good. And right now the Bucks are having their way. It's 13-8 over the Jays. 11:25 to go in the half. Holscher. Now Duran. Or Demarius back to Holscher. Quick trigger three. Got it. That's a big, big basket by Zach Holscher, who shoots about 35% out there, and it's a 13-11 game. Here's a trap in the corner, and Granjanet, and Granjanet in some big trouble, and Colby Swanson, head coach of the Bucks, calls a quick timeout. He saw the trouble. Timeout called back in 30 seconds with Seeka Blue Jay basketball.
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
Back in Waseca, 13-11 Blue Earth area. 11:06 to go here in the first half. Coug, what are you seeing?
Well, I think the Jays have been pretty impatient with their shot selection. They come down and make one pass and fire away with a three, and they've had that trouble in a few games before they settle down. And like you said, right on the nose, if we hadn't been forcing Blue Earth into all these turnovers, we'd be in trouble right now.
Well, they're down by two. Logie from the sideline to inbound, looking. Finally gets it into Dahl, right back to Logie. Here's Granjanet, works right side. Granjanet to the baseline, whips a pass to Dahlberg in the corner, and another three is good, and Coop, they can't miss. They are shooting about 85%, and it's 16-11 Bucks. Durant to Demarius, top of the circle. Now Holscher. Holscher back to Demarius. Right back to Holscher. He'll take another three, and that one goes. Back-to-back threes by Holscher cuts it back to two. Will Blue Earth ever cool off here, Coug? Here's Granjanet at half court. Almost had it stolen. Now Logie with it. He almost traveled. Logie working free throw line. Logie spins. Backs in now in the corner. This is Barker. Barker guarded by Thompson. Now Barker goes baseline. Wraparound pass. Tipped out of bounds. It was a bounce pass on the baseline. Knocked out by Onstead. Back in will be Keaton. Thompson will take a break. 10:13 to go in the first half. Blue Earth area on top, 16-14, and they've led a good chunk of this game. Logie from the baseline into Dahlberg, or Davids, excuse me. Now Logie in the corner will penetrate. Logie picks up the dribble. Back to Barker. Barker spins, hands it back to Dahlberg. There's a couple of threes. Dahlberg penetrates, throws up a runner shot, no good. And on the rebound, he just got that off at the buzzer before the shot clock went off. And he got his own rebound and got fouled. Onstead will pick up the foul, his second, team second, both teams with two. 9:58 to go in the half. Inbound to Dahlberg, right back to Logie. Now Granjanet, free throw line. Granjanet working on Keaton, 9:50 to go. 12 on the shot clock with the ball, Barker. Now Granjanet baseline. Granjanet, Dahlberg in the corner. Now Logie, he'll penetrate. Logie, a runner over two defenders. He got it. Really nice shot by Logie. And the Bucks are absolutely shooting the eyes out of it. Here's Onstead. He'll go baseline. Onstead, his pass tipped right into the hands of Duran. Duran, floater in the lane. No. Rebound tipped and grabbed by the Bucks. Wow. 18-14 Blue Earth area. Jays trailing by four. Here's Logie backing up with 9:15 to go, and the Bucks are putting a scare into the Jays here early on. With the ball, Davids. Davids hands off to Granjanet, and now with it is Barker. Barker back to Granjanet. He'll go baseline, penetrates, kicks back out. Long three, fired up again, and finally a miss. Rebound tipped and grabbed by the Bucks. Finally, the Jays get a miss. Now Logie working on Demarius. Logie in the paint. Logie fadeaway. Turn around short. Rebound Onstead. Jays trailing by four. Here's Demarius. Demarius in the corner. Holscher. Holscher passed up the three. Duran. Demarius top in the corner for Onstead. He'll take the three. That one halfway down. No good. Rebound run down by Granjanet. Granjanet, the shooting will continue, and Demarius will reach in and foul Granjanet. Right now, Coug, the Jays are 5 for 19. 5 for 19.
Their ice cold and Blue Earth is red hot.
They are absolutely smoking hot. They'll get it in to Gage Barker. Nice cut, lays it in. And right now, Coug, the Jays are just getting beat in every sense of the word.
No, that's just defense. You can't even comment on it. So poor, you let a guy go right to the hoop.
Well, here's Demarius. Jays trail by six. Nice feed to Thompson underneath from Demarius, and Thompson with a really good finish underneath. Jays cut it to four, 20-16. 8 minutes to go in the half. Bucks have led about 90% of this half. 7:55 to go. Boyd Dahlberg takes the hoop around. Excuse me, Logie took it. He missed the layup. Got a little bit too far under the hoop. Now he finds Keaton. Keaton tries to step around defender. Does. Finds Holscher. Corner three. Doesn't go. Rebound. Grabbed by Blue Earth area, and they lost it out of bounds. I think it was Dahlberg or Logie who had it, but when he went to rip it down, it went right off his leg out of bounds. Jays will keep it. Demarius into Holscher. He'll take another three. Boy, he had all day to set up. Coogie's got three threes, and he is the Jays' offense right now with nine, 20-19, Blue Earth area. Gage Barker hands to Logie at the Blue Jay logo. Logie free throw line spins. Logie around a defender, and then Holscher from behind. He got beat, Coug, but just at the last second, he knocked the ball out of bounds.
He got beat so badly.
And it would have been a layup, but he saved himself with a great play. They'll get it to Barker, right wing. Barker puts it on the floor. Nothing there. Barker out top to Logie, and the Bucks playing with a lot of confidence. Bucks, Logie spins. Logie, strong move. Fadeaway, baseline, no. Missed the shot. Got fouled. He'll shoot a pair.
Now, that's one of those things that's really tough as a coach. Do you pull Hulsher out because his defense has just been terrible, but yet he's made three threes and he's keeping in with his offense?
Yeah,
so that's
really
a tough
is.
Decision.
So Logie will go to the line, and the free throw, good. Went halfway down, popped up, and fell back through. Max Logie, senior, 6'2".
Well, he answered that for me. Out comes Hulsher.
Yeah. And Thompson will come out too. Robrand in. And the free throw, Logie hit them both, and the lead stays at 3. 22-19 Bucks, 7 minutes to go. Onstead will try to tie it, and he does. Carson Onstead from the corner, his second three, and it's knotted at 22. It's our third tie of the game. Jays trying to hang in. Dahlberg working on Robrand. Dahlberg picks up the dribble, fires it back out to Gage Barker. 6:45 to go here in the half. Barker to Logie. Logie. Granjanet. He'll work at the free throw line. Granjanet hands it back to Davids. Davids in the paint. Davids spun. Boy, I think he took about Traveled three steps. It. Got away with it and missed the baby hook. Rebound, Robrand. Now Demarius. Demarius on the wing. Keaton for the lead. Got it! Laird Keaton brought rain with that shot, but Coog had found the bottom, and it's 25-22. Jays on top for one of the rare times in this first half. Good defense at half court. Granjanet on the wing. Robrand steps out to defend him. Free throw line, Granjanet. Now the freshman, Dahlberg, hands it back to Barker. We're at 6 minutes to go in the half. 15 on the shot clock. Barker. Now to Logie. He'll penetrate Logie, the runner. Way short. Rebound grab by Robrand. And maybe, Coog, they're coming down to earth. Blue earth. On the wing, Onstead. He'll try another three. Bang! Oh, my goodness. Carson Onstead and Zach Hulsher are absolute, riflemen right now. 28-22 Jays, just like that. Russell almost with a steal on the backcourt with the ball. That is stolen away. As Green had it stolen. Coming the other way was Onstead, and Onstead missed the layup.
Why would you shoot that shot? A one-on-three.
Gage Barker just turned it over at half court. He had a one-on-three, and you do a weird shot like that. Logie in the corner for Dahlberg. Goes baseline. Dahlberg steps through a couple of defenders. Too hard off the glass. Rebound Robrand. Back to Duran. Jays by 6 in the corner. Onstead. Nice head fake. Pull up. Jump. Three ball. No. Rebound. Grab by Robrand. Nice work. Robrand to Onstead. Onstead in the corner. Keaton. Touch pass to Demarius. He'll take the three way short and Logie. And again, Coog, there you had plenty of time on the shot clock.
All kinds of time.
4:40 to go. Jays by 6. Logie to the free throw line in the corner. Stole it. He was looking for Granjanet. Onstead stole it. Down court to Marius to Duran, and he lets a player fly overhead. Davids lands right on him, and I think Duran's going to get to shoot. Coog, that's 8 turnovers now on the Bucks.
No, they called him on the floor, so there won't be a shot.
Well, that'll be the third team foul on the Bucks, the second on Dahlberg. Ethan Hiller in the game for the first time for the Jays, and Thompson back in. They'll get it to Duran. Thought about a three. Pull up, free throw line. No. Rebound grab by Blue Earth Area's Granjanet. He'll fly the other way, hand it back to Gage Barker. Defended at the free throw line by Thompson. Now Dahl puts it on the floor. Dahl, free throw line in the paint. Dahl's got to get rid of it, does to Barker. Down to 17 on the shot clock. Barker, double team. Barker, fade away. That one rims in and out. Almost got it to go. Rebound to Demarius. Demarius on the wing to Duran. Duran in the paint. Duran lost the basketball. Loose on the floor. Bucks have it. Third turnover on the Jays. Jays have had multiple opportunities here, Coog, to expand this lead before half and haven't done it. 3:45 to go. Dahlberg, now Granjanet. Granjanet in the corner. This is Gage Barker. Barker backs into Ethan Hiller, and Hiller pushes him back on the perimeter. Now Barker will penetrate. Boy, he throws the elbow about three times. Cool got away with it and hit the shot.
Yeah, that's an offensive foul.
Oh, all day, 28-24 on the wing. Here's Duran, three, count it. Duran Russell finds the bottom, and the Jays lead 31-24, their biggest lead of the night. Timeout, back in 30 seconds with Seeka Blue Jay basketball.
At RE/MAX Masters of Waseca, finding a realtor doesn't have to be a Hail Mary pass.
Hi, this is Blaine Nelson.
And Blair Nelson.
We are ready to help you be a ground gainer in real estate.
Your hometown team.
Downtown Waseca, 835-1466.
Outstanding agents, outstanding results.
RE/MAX Masters, always a fan.
Always a Blue Jay.
Back in Waseca, Jays lead 31-24, and Coug isn't the old adage, live by the three.
Die by the three.
And guess what they're doing tonight?
Living right now.
Yeah, they're living.
They were kind of dying at the start of the game, but they're starting to live with it now.
They have nine made threes in this half. Mm. And that's their offense. Full court pressure by the Jays, and they're going to try a little pressure. Grandjeanette on the wing, guarded by Demarius, and Demarius right in his hip pocket. And knocked the ball right out of bounds. I love that, Kook, slapping on a little full court action there for a moment.
Yep, we're much better when we're playing full court and getting the turnovers and fast breaking the other way.
Grandjeanette got the inbound pass, quickly double team. Grandjeanette, ball stolen by Demarius. Up court to Hiller. Hiller wide open, and he'll lay it in. Off the ninth turnover, Hiller does. Cool. That was really good.
Yep.
They made the steal, and he broke for the basket. 33-24, Jays by nine. Turnover starting to pile up for the Bucks. Dahl, he'll penetrate. Dahl lost the basketball. It's on the floor. It is stolen by Thompson. Thompson up court. Demarius flying ahead. Demarius to the free throw line. No look pass to Hiller. His shot no good, but he got fouled. Into the ball game, Caden Juba, 5'10 freshman for the Bucks. He's in the game. Made his first appearance, so a couple of freshmen. Ethan Hiller will head to the line, Coop, for our first free throw. How about that?
Mm.
Hiller, just about 47% at the line, averages a couple points a game. But, hey, that looked pretty good for 47%.
Nothing but net on that one.
And the Jays, Coop, who trailed by six, are up by 10. Quite a swing we've had here lately. Second free throw by Hiller. And boy, Coogie looked really good there. Knocked them both down, and the Jays lead 35-24. Coog, they've ripped off 13 in a row. And another turnover as Gage Barker, trapped in the corner, just flung it over his head, hook shot style, and it hit the scorer's table.
Press has been very effective for the Jays tonight.
Coog, it was 24-22, and now it's a 13-0 run with 2.5 to go in the half. And the inbounds thrown and a whistle blows. What happened? The officiating crew? Are they determining who, where they're inbounding it from or what?
Don't know what that call is for.
I don't either, but they stopped the game. Jays still have a Thompson will inbound. Turnover number 11, by the way, on Blue Earth recently, and they have piled up. Demarius with 2.5 to go. Duran in the corner. Keaton, another three. Bang! Oh, cash money. Their 10th three of the half, and it's 38-24. 2:15 to go, and in the backcourt, Jays with severe pressure, and they actually commit a foul. Keaton, good hustle, but picks up the foul as he went for the steal back there. Fifth team foul on the Jays, just the first on Keaton.
They've changed their 2-2-1 press to a diamond and one now, so they're first pass in, they're really putting pressure on.
How about this? A steal on the inbounds. Demarius to the hoop, and he lays it in. Off of the turnover, Russell bangs it home, and it's 40-24, Coug. And they have an 18-0 run. In the backcourt, Dahlberg, and it's like the Bucks have no idea that it's an avalanche, and they're at the bottom of the hill. 2 minutes to go in the half. Dahl, Jays by 16. Now Logie. Logie goes baseline, and Coug, it's been about 3 minutes since they've scored. Gage Barker working on Hiller. Hiller's done a good job defensively since coming in. Back to Logie. Logie with a minute 35 to go. Logie stopped at the baseline, fires cross court to Dahlberg, quick three, and that the buzzer. It did get the shot off, no good. Rebound grabbed by the Jays, up court to Duran. Duran wide open 10-footer, and smartly Coug, he just doesn't step in, just knocks it down. 42-24. The run continues. It's now 18 in a row. Gage Barker will penetrate, and Barker's going to be fouled in the paint before he got rid of the pass. Turnovers piling up, Coug. The shots, they're much. How about the Jays' defense? They have ramped it up, and the Bucks are having a heck of a time getting good shots off.
Because it wasn't very good for the first half of this half.
But
and
man,
now they're cutting off the drives to the hoop.
Well, they'll inbound. Nice catch by Dahlberg on the inbound out to Logie. Logie will work to the baseline. He's cut off by Hiller, who's done a great job on Logie. Hiller, he's in some trouble. Hip pass now to Gage Barker. Good D by Hiller. Barker to the paint. Barker in the lane. Throws up a shot and hit it. Gage Barker, who led him with 18 last time they played, hits another one, 42-26, and he breaks the run.
But that's a tough shot that he made. The defense was there on that.
Duran finds Hiller. Top of the arc, Onstead. Three straight away. Bangs out. No good. And the rebound grab by Dahlberg. Dahlberg will bring it up himself. 35 seconds to go. Jays lead 42-26. Gage Barker. And the Bucks, I think, are going to try to get as much clock run down. There's 22 seconds. There's only 4 seconds difference between the shot and the play clock, and they want to drag all this all the way down. Here's Gage Barker. Barker at the Blue Jay logo. 16 seconds to go. Barker right side. Barker pass. Now to Dahlberg. Dahlberg picks up the dribble. Fires back to Logie. Hiller stole it. Onstead stole it. Goes right to the hoop with the left hand. Lays it in. Off another turnover. 3 seconds to go. Here's Barker. Barker with 1 second to go and never got a shot off. I don't think he realized, Coug, how little time was left. And at the half, the Jays close with a fury as they lead 44-26. We'll be back in 3 minutes with the halftime. Back in 3 minutes with Seca Blue Jay basketball.
Our service spotlight for the month of March is on Community Pathways. March is Minnesota Food Share Month, running through April 6th. Every dollar donated and pound of food collected in this time frame makes them eligible for proportional matching grants. Community Pathways has set a goal to raise $300,000 and collect 100,000 pounds of food in the 2024 campaign. You can donate online via the website communitypathwayssc.org or drop off a donation at 155 Oakdale Street. Make your donation stretch even further during Food Share Month with Community Pathways. Service spotlight is made possible by a gift from Federated Insurance.
To successfully plan for and enjoy your retirement, you need a smart tax strategy that meets your evolving priorities. Call Kevin Walter, a financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Along with your trusted tax professional, they can help you create a tax diversification strategy that supports the life you're living today and reflects the life you want tomorrow. Call Kevin Walter today at 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota.
Ameriprise Financial Inc. does not offer tax or legal advice. Consult with a tax advisor or attorney. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
An old service station, over 5,000 square feet, fully furnished. No, this is not a real estate listing. This is past and present antiques and gifts in Waseca. Come and see the gift shop in the front rooms and the antique mall in back. From furniture to silk floral, primitives to candles, accessories, gourmet foods, glassware, and linens, they have a little bit of everything you'll want to help make your home your happy place. Find them at 1101 North State Street, and go Jays!
Well, we're back in Waseca halftime. Jays close, like I said, with an absolute flurry. They lead 44-26. Activities Director Joe Hedevar joins us. And Joe, boy, we basically come down to almost wrapping up the winter.
Yeah, here we are. It's amazing. Seems like, you know, if you can even call it winter this year.
Well, yeah, we didn't have one, yeah.
Yeah, knock on wood. Let's hope winter's over, but winter, it seems like our winter season just flew along. And
it did.
And a lot of fun, interesting stories and great seasons.
Yeah, you had some good stuff. I mean, the first thing that jumps to mind is the youth of that boys' hockey team and how they were starting to grow, and they're going to be a nightmare for teams in about the next 2 years.
Yeah, you know, boys' hockey, we wound up this season, I believe it was, just going off the top of my head here, I think we had a 15-win season, 15-11. I'm sure someone will correct me if I'm wrong out there, picked up a playoff victory against Austin.
Yeah.
And then lost a really closely, tightly contested battle to Dodge County, who went on to lose in the section finals to Northfield. The future's bright for the boys' hockey team. A lot of really, really positive things to build on. Graduated 3-4 seniors, and, you know, we've got that freshman class of 6 plus 2 sophomores, and we're bringing up more freshmen next year, more 8th graders next year. So I know there's a lot of people really excited about Waseca boys hockey, and it should be a fun couple years.
Yeah, and the girls had a good year as well. They put a lot more wins on the board than I think people expected.
Well, you know, this year the girls finished up 10-11-3. They played 5-6 overtime games, including that final game of the season, which was a 4 overtime game. The one thing you can say about the girls' hockey team is each and every night they're going to go out, they're going to skate hard and play hard, and that's a testament to the girls that we have in the program and Coach Benson and what he does with the girls. They were in every game this year. There wasn't too many blowouts, too many lopsided losses, and, you know, that's also a testament to Isla Mae Draheim. Isla Mae, you know, she's got school record for saves already, over 2,000 saves, and she's a freshman. And then, you know, the school record for shutouts, career shutouts already. So, obviously, with a goaltender like that, you're going to be in each and every game. And I know she's excited to get back on the ice. She never actually even probably left the ice. She's out playing hockey again already. So
yeah, and you have the individual sports, Joe, the gymnasts and the wrestlers.
Yeah.
And there was some good stuff there.
Unbelievable season for our gymnasts. High score of 135 in recent memory. It's the highest score we've had in a long, long time. We had 2 Blue Jays enter into the state tournament. We had Bella Wicken in the uneven parallel bars.
You're very good at that.
I've had some practice talking about it. Not very good at competing on them, but Bella had just a tremendous season. I believe she scored a 9-2 at the state meet, and that was good enough for 4th place overall in Class A. So we had a medalist, someone on the podium there, and then Keith, Layla Keith. Out on the floor exercise, she was able to get back for the second year in a row, and she scored a 9-3 and some change.
Yep.
And that was good enough to get her 6th place and get her on the podium. So we had 2 Blue Jays at the state tournament, 2 people on the podium, which is absolutely exceptional, and just a sign of all the great things to come from the gymnastics program. We're young. Almost everyone's coming back with the exception of 2 gymnasts, I believe. And we're going to have a lot of exciting things going on in that gym again next year.
Yeah, and, you know, mention the wrestlers.
Things just didn't shake out for us in wrestling. We're young.
Yeah.
You know, when you've got 2 of your captains or sophomores on your wrestling team, it's just a sign of things to come. We're going to have to go through some growing pains. We didn't win a duel at all this season, but we had Slade Barnett finish as all-conference, and we had Matthew Verhoeven. Both of them were in true second matches to go to state, and probably one of the toughest sections for individual wrestling in the state of Minnesota in Section 1AA. And unfortunately, things didn't work out for us that day, so we didn't get anyone up to the state meet. But the Blue Jay wrestling team is going to be back, and we're pretty excited about what the future is going to hold. I know a lot of people in the Big South Conference don't want to wrestle us in the next couple of years. So,
and lastly, you had the girls under new head coach Mr. Jackson.
Yeah,
I know they didn't put a lot of wins on the board, but you know they played hard and did some good things.
Well, there's a lot of things going on there. A brand new coach trying to figure out your new coach, how your new coach works. And just trying to figure out a new strategy and system of play after what Coach Conway had done for so many years. And I'm extremely proud of the girls. Each and every night they went out there and gave it their all. They never quit. They kept playing. And 7 wins on the season. You talk about that as a measure of success. And I feel like that was an extremely successful season for the girls. But the most important thing is the girls were out there having fun, playing hard, and they never gave up, and they always had smiles on their faces. And Coach Jackson did a great job with the program this year, and we're excited to see what's going to come.
Joe, always a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Talk to you soon.
Hey, should we do this again next week?
Well, let's do it down in Fairmont.
And you want to do it one game at a time?
Let's do it.
All right. All right. Thursday night in Fairmont, and then we'll worry about next week after that.
All right. Now, let's get through this, too.
All right. There good. He Thanks is. Thanks for having me, Don.
You bet. Activities Director Joe Hedevar. Let's run through the first half stats for the Jays. They were led by Carson Onstead with 11, 9 for Holscher. Russell had 5. Demarius, 6 for Keaton, 5 for Duran. Robrand with 2, Hiller with 4, and Jake Thompson with 2. Jays were 16 of 34 in the half, 47%, after starting out with just a dismal shooting percentage. And they were 2 of 2 from the free throw line. They only turned it over 3 times. The Bucks, they were led by Barker with 9, Logie with 6, Granjanet with 2, Dahlberg with 6, and Davids with 3. The Bucks, 10 of 21, 47%. They were 2 of 2 from the free throw line, but they, just like the Bugaboo last time, they turned it over 13 times in the half. Coop?
Well, I think one thing that will be addressed at halftime is the rebounding. The last time we played Blue Earth, I believe we'd out-rebound them by 12 or 14 boards. In the first half, Blue Earth pulled a 16 to 12 advantage over the Jays on the boards. Blue Earth, 3 offensive, 13 defensive. For their 16, Waseca 4 offensive, 8 defensive for their 12. Individually on the boards for the Jays, Andrew Robrand led the way with 4 rebounds, 2 for Demarius Russell, 2 for Jacob Thompson, and then 1 apiece for Onstead, Keaton, Duran Russell, and Hiller. 16-12, the Blue Earth Bucks hold the advantage on rebounds.
But like last game, Coop, the Jays, 13 more shots in the half than the Bucks had. And you got to give credit to that defense, because the last half of the first half, they made it really tough for them to shoot.
Boy, and I was amazed to hear the shooting percentage, that we almost shot 50%, and we were about 3 or 5 for 18 at the start. So,
and then
they
really
warmed up.
Boy, they warmed up a lot. And the Jays in the half, they had 11 three-pointers. 11. If you have 11 more three-pointers, Coob, I'm pretty confident we're moving on.
Yep, pretty good.
And unfortunately for Blue Earth area, the Jays get the ball to begin the second half.
And the Bucks are going to stay in that 3-2 zone, and the Jays have got a lot of three-pointers from the corners out of that.
That was a 22-2 run to end the half by the Jays. Duran to Demarius. Demarius penetrates on the wing. Keaton, he'll go baseline. Fires out to Duran. Free throw line. Now Demarius. Demarius sets. Three ball. Bang. And that's three ball number 12.
Make it 12, Don.
Oh, it's the old 12. 47-26 at half court as Logie double team. Now finds Granjanet. And the Jays defense has been smothering the last about 8 minutes. Here's Logie to penetrate. There's that wild off-balance little shovel hook. That no good. Rebound grab by Dahlberg. Logie gets it back. His second attempt is good. So it took Logie a couple of shots, but he got it. Now with it is Demarius on the wing. Keaton, right corner. Demarius. Jays by 19. Holscher in the corner for Russell, the Demarius variety. Cross court to Holscher. Good look at a three. That one no good, and Coog, I'm shocked it didn't go down. Granjanet, because Holscher was just lightning in a bottle in that first half. Logie, a little crossover, penetrates on the wing to Dahlberg. Now Granjanet. Granjanet picks up the dribble. He'll find Davids in the corner out top now to Barker. Barker, boy, there was a couple of steps. Now Dahlberg. Dahlberg, touch pass. Throwing to Logie, and Logie tried another touch pass, and Russell knocked it out of bounds. Demarius did.
Jays are sticking in the man-to-man, of course. When you drop back, they're putting on the full-court zone press to start with, but then drop back into a man.
They'll get it in now. We're down 9 seconds on the shot clock for Barker. Here's Grandjeanette, six on the clock. Baseline, David's way off balance shot, no good. In fact, a bad angle in Demarius or Duran the other way with it. Duran back to Keaton. Keaton will take a three. That one bangs off, no good. Great rebound. Robrand feeds Keaton, runner, and Keaton lays it in. Keaton was breaking to the hoop. Robrand frowned him and laid it in. Very nice. 49-28, lead back to 21. 16 minutes to go in the ball game. Logie, top of the arc, three, bottom of the net. 49-31. He got a really good look, was able to set his feet and buried it. Holscher in the corner. They're trying to throw some guys out on him. Skip pass across to Keaton. Now Demarius. Here's Duran, left side, puts it between the legs in the corner. Holscher, he'll take the three. That one, we know where that one ended up, don't we? That's his fourth three.
Much more ball movement now by the Jays, getting that bluer zone to move side to side.
Which they're having just a hard time keeping up. 52-31. Holscher with four threes. He has been terrific. He likes playing Blue Earth, Coog. Remember, he had, I think, five threes or six threes the last time we played.
Yep.
And how about that? And then a turnover by the Bucks, I think. Yeah, Bucks turned it over, Coog. A traveling call. That's their 14th turnover. They can't afford any. They're the rest of this half. 15-10 to go. Onstead to Thompson. Wraparound pass Holscher. Back to Duran. Duran tries to work his way around Grandjeanette, and he got him with the leg, tripped him up. Whistle blows. That'll be the first on Blue Earth in the half, first on the team. Don White, Dale Kuliath with you on Crew 92.1 FM and Crew92.com. You can hear any one of the games on Crew92.com. And as I'm blabbering on, a great feed from Onstead to Jake Thompson, and Thompson finishes 54-31. Great ball
pass.
Movement. Yep. And you hit it on the head, Coog. The ball movement has been terrific.
Yep.
Davids to the free throw line, backing in Onstead. And Onstead wrapped her on, tried to slap it away, and got him on the wrist. The one thing about the Bucks offense, Coog, it's very deliberate. They do take some time to score on each possession, and that doesn't bode well when you're down by 23. Great inbound play and a great catch by Dahlberg, but he missed the shot, and the ball then knocked out of bounds on the rebound, last touched by Dahlberg. 54-31. That, by the way, was the third foul on Onstead. 14-30 to go in the ball game. Duran Russell, now Demarius. Onstead, wide open three, and Koo, you cannot let him set his feet like that. Corner three, his fourth trifecta, 57-31.
Well, the
half
Bucks,
court.
The Bucks play three men out and two underneath, and those two can't get out to the corners. So
well,
they're wide open shots.
I mean, Holscher and Onstead have absolutely been a wrecking crew from the corners. By the way, the Jays went for a steal at half court. They were trying to trap, and reaching in was Demarius, and he got him on the arm, picked up his second. 14-15 to go in the ball game. Gage Barker, a little head fake, tries to go two-on-one. No, finds Dahlberg in the corner for three, and the freshman Sully Dahlberg, Coug, has three threes.
Yeah, and don't leave Dahlberg in the corner wide open.
Duran to answer. That no good. Onstead the rebound. Put back, shot blocked. Boy, Duran had a great look. Good hustle by Onstead on the offensive glass. And I think it was Logie who blocked it from behind. He never saw him coming on the putback. Demarius from the baseline into Onstead. Head fake, penetrates. On the wing, Demarius. Now Duran. Duran, finger roll, scoop to the hoop, got it. Woo! Coog, that's just not a play, fresh, a sophomore kind of a move. 59-34. Logie, high floater. Teardrop in the paint, that no good. Rebound on dead, outlet Demarius. Duran, now Russell. Demarius will penetrate, knifes through the entire defense. You cannot stop Demarius Russell. And Coog, they have exploded to a 61-34 lead. Remember, the Bucks led this game by six here early on. I think they led 20-14. Now is Logie backing in Onstead. Logie, fadeaway, got it. He likes that little backhand turnaround fadeaway. Cuts the lead to 30-61-36. Timeout called by Colby Swanson and the Bucks. Back in 30 seconds with Sika Blue Jay Basketball.
An old service station, over 5,000 square feet, fully furnished. No, this is not a real estate listing. This is past and present antiques and gifts in Waseca. Come and see the gift shop in the front rooms and the antique mall in back. From furniture to silk floral, primitives to candles, accessories, gourmet foods, glassware, and linens, they have a little bit of everything you'll want to help make your home your happy place. Find them at 1101 North State Street and go Jays!
How about this, Coog? The Jays were trailing 20-14. Since then, we've outscored the Bucks 47-16. Since that moment. That's not bad.
That's a good run.
13 minutes to go in the ball game. Demarius has it in his hands. Demarius, he'll float to the hoop with that left hand. Little too hard. Rebound, Bucks. Flying the other way is Gage Barker. Barker in the corner. Vidal just, Caleb Jubu just checked in, the freshman. He missed the runner on the baseline. Thompson the rebound. Now Demarius. Duran will go baseline, spins. Back out to Onstead, lone for three. That one way off the mark, and Logie the rebound. Logie will take it up himself. Logie to the free throw line, runs right into Onstead, and I think they're going to call a reaching on Onstead. Coog, that'll be four on him.
Yeah, not moving the feet. You get beat like that, you just aren't moving the feet.
Holscher in, Robrand and Hiller. Duran, Thompson, and Onstead will take a break. And I was really impressed, Coog, by Ethan Hiller and his defense in that first half.
Yeah, did a good job coming in.
I mean, he's about 6'2", and he's got some athleticism. He can be kind of a tough matchup. Into Dahlberg, right back to Logie. A three, back iron, no good. Keaton the rebound. Demarius up the left side with the basketball. Demarius crossover and stops at the free throw line. Autoing Robrand right back to Demarius. Now Holscher. Holscher to Ethan Hiller. 12-10 to go. Demarius penetrates. Right hand over a defender while leaning in. And he lays it. And wow, what a finger roll. 63-36. Barker the other way. Barker, strong move in the paint. Shot no good, and there's Robrand with another big rebound. Demarius right side. Demarius in the corner. Keaton, quick trigger three. No. And Robrand another rebound, but they call him with a push-off. All of a sudden, Kuga can't say rebound. That's not a phrase you use in basketball very often, is it?
And it's not really a tough pronunciation, is it?
I think I'm trying to say a Robrand rebound.
There you go.
63-36, a wide open underneath with Juba, the freshman. How did he get that open? Banks it in. 63-38, Russell the other way. Wide open again is Keaton. He'll fire a three, and he knocks it down. Laird Keaton, his third three, and the three's just piling up. 66-38. Barker right back the other way over Robrand. Missed the shot. Hiller, nice rebound. Hands to Demarius, and the Jays just pushing the tempo. Demarius, no look pass to Robrand. Missed the layup. Got his own rebound. Put back good, and he's fouled. Wow. And Coog, Robrand's going to have some nice rebounding statistics tonight.
Got seven already.
And he's done a good job. He's about not real good at the free throw line, Coog, 40%, but he's going there now. Coog, we've shot two free throws tonight, or four. Four free throws between the two teams. Think about that.
Well, Robrand knows he's a rebound man, so that's why you miss that layup when you can know you can get your own offensive board.
Well, he got the free throw, and that's the old-fashioned three-point play for Andrew Robrand. I like it. 69-38, and Coog, if I'm correct, that's a 31-point lead.
You are correct.
See, look at that. I'm learning.
Your math is getting much better.
Davids, boy, that was a tough move into the paint. Through two defenders, got fouled. I think he's going to shoot some free throws. Well, this game, Coog, it changed when the defense changed. Don't you agree?
Yes, definitely.
Davids hits the first free throw.
Jays were not shooting well, and they got some turnovers and got some easy baskets off of those turnovers.
And that changed everything. Second free throw, no good by Davids, and Robrand with his eighth rebound. I did it again. I cannot say those two again together. Duran up the right side. Duran, he picks up the dribble into the corner for Hiller. Ethan Hiller, cross court, Hilscher. Hilscher now to Robrand, tried to feed a wide open Hiller underneath, but a good job on health defense by Davids, reaching in with that left hand and knocking it out of bounds. Still will be Jay's ball.
Just a half second too late for Robrand's pass.
Yeah. Nice inbounds feed to Keaton from Duran. The shot no good. Rebound grab by Robrand. He's a monster. Keaton. Hilscher. Three. Corner. Halfway down. No good. Logie the rebound. Logie will come the other way. Jays lead by 30. Logie picks up the dribble in the paint, and Duran almost stripped it away, but Logie got it back. He finds Grandjeanet wide open under the basket, and Grandjeanet lays it in. 69-41 at 10 minutes to go. Jays on top. Duran, nice crossover fake. Duran, spin move, paint, left hand off the window, bang. Oh, my goodness. Silky smooth, Duran Russell back to 30, the lead. 9:50 to go, Dahlberg. Hands it to Juba, the freshman, Juba right back in the corner to Logie. 9:40 remaining in the ball game. Don White, Dale Kuliath with you on Crew 92.1 FM, crew92.com. Thanks to our wonderful sports boosters. Davids tried a little off-balance one-hand push shot, didn't get it to go. The other way come the Jays. Hilscher, corner for Keaton, goes baseline. Bounce pass on the baseline to Hiller. He'll take a three. That one no good. Rebound grab by Hilscher and Robram. But a whistle blows. Are they going to call a push?
Yep.
They're going to call Hilscher with the push. His second, team's sixth. Two team fouls on the Bucks. 9:20 remaining. Demarius comes back in. Duran will take a breather. So the Jays playing eight, Coog, and I think that's about what we're going to see.
Yeah, that's about what we have.
Barker, new man in the game is Devin Hasse, 5'9 sophomore. Hasse with it to Barker. Barker, nice little stutter move, and Barker got his man to move and then went right by him with the left hand. 71-43. Carson Onstead playing with four fouls. Demarius on the left wing. Underneath the Keaton turnaround. Little baby hook right over the top of Dahlberg, and he got it. Cool guy, like that shot.
Yep.
Back to 30.
We like any shot that we get in the paint, Don.
they're kind of like a Bigfoot sighting. They're pretty rare. Haas. Logie, over Thompson. She got fouled. He missed the shot. I think he'll shoot a couple. Well, what do you think of the future prospects for this Buck team? I mean, they've got some kids.
Yeah, they should be pretty solid next year already. Those two freshmen that play a lot and the sophomore that's been hurt,
they should
be tough.
I mean, the only senior, Coug, they have two seniors that play in Logie and Davids.
Yep.
Everybody else is underclass. They should be all right. First free throw, no good by Logie. Second one he got. 73-44 Jays. Demarius with it. Works it up across the timeline. Hands it to Carson. Around a pick. Now back in the corner for Demarius. Feeds to Keaton, and Keaton tried to fire it out top. He was looking for Onstead, and he threw it away. And that, Coug, is the first turnover of the second half by the Jays. Both teams just one turnover in the half. They've been very good with the ball.
And Keaton, who's never too shy about putting up shots, got the ball down low in good position to put that shot up, but he fired it right back out.
Inbound to Davids, back to Logie. We're at about the eight-minute mark to go here in the ball game. Jays rolling, leading by 29 underneath. They find Devin Haas, and he gets fouled. Boy, he broke free, got the left-handed shot up, missed it, but got fouled. That's the eighth team foul on the day, Jays, and the second on Thompson. And the left-hander will head to the line. Free throw is good. 5'9 sophomore. 73-45. Second free throw is good as well. And I think they're working on Logie. He must have like a cut or something on the sideline. So Boy, they put a bandage on it. Seems to be all right. Davids comes out. Logie is in. Jays up by 27 with 8 minutes to go in the game. The Bucks shooting free throws, though, the rest of the way here. Jays with 18 fouls. Ethan Hiller. Hiller to Demarius Russell. Almost stolen. Demarius ended up with it. It was almost a steal by Barker. Nice pass from Demarius to Hiller. Cut into the hoop. Missed the layup. Oh, boy. Drew the defense. Fired it back down underneath, but Hiller couldn't finish. 7:30 remaining. Logie backing his defender in. Now Nadal and Dahl traveled. That's only the second turnover on the Bucks in the half. Pretty impressive. Andrew Robrand in. Thompson out. Robrand's had a really good night on the glass. He's got to be approaching double figures.
He's got 10.
He does. So he isn't approaching. He's there. Good job by Andrew doing his job. Russell. Keaton. On the wing, Hiller, he'll take a three. No, a long rebound, Logie. 73-46, we're down to 7:10 to go in the game, and Logie just goes right to the hoop, over a defender, knocks it down. So the Bucks still battling. They've cut the lead to 25. Now Russell go to the hoop with that left hand. Wow, he is absolutely amazing when he can get that first step on you, Coug. It's just ridiculous.
He's gone.
Right to the rim and over a defender. It's the entire defense, and he gets through him in a half a second. Well, there's a left-handed shot fired up by Haas. That no good. Rebound Robrand up court to Marius. Low look feed to Keaton running the floor, and Laird will lay it in. Wow, that was great ball movement there. Lead back to 29. 6:29 to go. Well, Coug, the Jays can start making their travel plans as Logie fires up a three. No good for Hiller, or for rebound for Hiller. Down court to Keaton. Keaton, pass underneath to Robrand. Robrand finishes with the left hand. 79-48 lead at 31. The Jays have been just absolutely cooking since midway through the first half. Logie. Backing in his man again, and then he does that turnaround fade. No good. Rebound tipped by Hiller up to Keaton. Now Demarius. Pass to Keaton. Keaton running the floor. Gets rewarded by Demarius and lays it in.
What wow. A great pass by Demarius.
And it's an 81-48 game. Timeout called by Blue Earth. We'll be back in 30 seconds with Sika Blue Jay Basketball.
Since the turn of the century, Federated Mutual Insurance Company and many of our employees have called Owatonna home. We work hand in hand with our neighbors through giving, volunteering, and focusing on community initiatives. We invest in this community because we love to see opportunities and advancements, such as the new high school and the downtown developments. We enjoy seeing the citizens of our great community continue to grow and thrive. And above all, we are proud to be part of Owatonna's rich history and all that Owatonna has to offer.
KRUE, Waseca, Owatonna, Faribault.
You know what? You guys play the best country.
Southern Minnesota's real country.
Give me some country.
Yeah.
Your country. Crew 92.
5:45 is all we have left in this one. And the Jays have gone a bit to the bench now, Coug, as they've got Cody Vaughts in the game. And your guy, Caden Danner, in the game, 81-48. Dahl, now Grandjeanette in the corner. Danner on the defensive work. Back to Logie. Logie will take a three. That one a little short. Dahl will grab the rebound. Dahl will jack up a three. That one a little bit short. And Holscher will grab the rebound. He'll take it the other way for the Jays. Holscher. Now Robrand. Wide open is Vaughts. Vaughts will take the three and got it. Boy, Coug, when it rains, it pours threes, and it is tonight. 84-48.
If you go down, it's just... gets contagious, doesn't it?
I'll tell you. Logie to Dahl. 4:55, and Dahl, he's just going to take a three no matter what. Missed it again. Rebound Holscher. Long down court pass to Hiller. Nice catch and finish by Ethan Hiller, who's had a really nice game tonight. Running the floor, and that was a great pass. 86-48 now, Jays. Biggest lead they've had. 4:35 remaining. David's a three. Nope. Rebound grab by Barker. Barker out on the wing. David's. He'll take another three. That one way short. And Hiller the rebound up court to Holscher. G's still running. Holscher, free throw line jumper, rolls in.
And Seth's going to call that timeout to get some reserves in the game now.
So, into the game for the Jays. Gio Van Engelenberg is in the game. Sebastian Teague in the game. Let's see. Heyer is in the game. Logan Heyer. Try to get everybody.
Don't often see the benches get emptied with 4 minutes still left.
No. 88-48 Jays. Bucks have it. Three. No. And Heyer grabbed the rebound. As the Jays in domination mode here tonight. With the ball is Votz. We're down to 3:45 to go. Should be fired up. Three. No. Van Engelenberg. Rebound grab by Votz. Should be some run time, right, Coop?
Yep.
Van Engelenberg picks up the dribble, hands it back with the basketball. It is Wyatt Hager. Hager to Votz. Votz will take a three. That no good. And Hager will put it back up and gets fouled. And here's where you choose some time. So Wyatt Hager to the line. 6'2 sophomore. And that one no good. We're down to 2:55 remaining and substitutions everywhere. Second free throw no good by Hager as well. And up court comes the Bucks with 2.5 remaining. Jays by 40. Pass underneath. Good finish. Good feed. As that was Fletcher with the bucket. Makes it 88-50. Pete Fletcher. 2:26 to go. There's a few more substitutions. Bucks, Votz now has it for the Jays. Van Engelenberg. Van Engelenberg will penetrate. Van Engelenberg back to Hager. Now Votz, three from the corner. No. Rebound, grab by Hager. Shot up, good. And that was Sebastian Teague with his first basket. 90-50 with 2 minutes to go. And another foul on the Jays. And Coug, another chance for the clock to run like mad.
Love those foul calls when the clock is running.
And Haas will go back to the line. He's 2-for-2 on the night. Free throw by Hayes, no good. Now in the game for the Bucks, Dakota Mitchell. Second free throw, no good as well. And Van Engelenberg with the rebound. 90-50 with a 1:15 to go. Long three fired up. That one no good by Teague. Rebound Bucks. Jays by 40. Shot up. No good. In fact, partially blocked by Hager, and he has the ball. Votz with it. 57 seconds to go. Underneath, Heyer. Heyer turnaround shot, good. Logan Heyer makes the bucket. And it's 92-50. Bucks have it. Shot fired up, good. That was Tristan Hansen with a three, 92-53. Heyer. Back to Votz, 25 seconds to go, only about a second difference, maybe not even that, between the shot clock and the game clock. And they're just going to dribble it. Let the clock run down to 9 seconds and have a little huddle at about half court. And they'll have a shot clock violation. Nobody cares. And that'll it. That'll do it. Final score. Or is it? I think, is the official really going to say there's a second left?
Yeah, I think there is, and he's going to make them play
it. And they're not.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. The official says game over, and that's it. Game over. Jays roll to their 17th win of the year, 92-53 over Blue Earth Area. Post game coming up. We will be back in 3 minutes. Back in 3 minutes with Seeker Blue Jay Basketball.
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
This is Mike Demmel at Demmel Ford Lincoln in Waseca, and we are proud to support Waseca Blue Jay Athletics. Demmel Ford Lincoln and DemmelFord.com are where you can always find the area's best selection of new Ford vehicles, new Lincoln vehicles, the nicest pre-owned vehicles, and service specials. Demmel Ford Lincoln wants to congratulate and say thanks to all of the coaches, athletes, teachers, and their families who help make our Blue Jays the best. Go Jays!
Not all internet is created equal. That's why more Blue Jay fans choose Extreme, powered by Mediacom. Our fiber-powered network was built to keep you ahead of the game, delivering the speed, reliability, and security you deserve. And now we're leading the way in bringing you one of the nation's first 10G platforms and blazing new paths to bring fast internet even further with the launch of Mediacom Bolt. You want internet that can't be beat? Call 844-4-FASTER and talk to the Extreme team today.
To successfully plan for and enjoy your retirement, you need a smart tax strategy that meets your evolving priorities. Call Kevin Walter, a financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Along with your trusted tax professional, they can help you create a tax diversification strategy that supports the life you're living today and reflects the life you want tomorrow. Call Kevin Walter today at 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota.
Ameriprise Financial Inc. does not offer tax or legal advice. Consult with a tax advisor or attorney. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Since the turn of the century, Federated Mutual Insurance Company and many of our employees have called Owatonna home. We work hand in hand with our neighbors through giving, volunteering, and focusing on community initiatives. We invest in this community because we love to see opportunities and advancements, such as the new high school and the downtown developments. We enjoy seeing the citizens of our great community continue to grow and thrive. And above all, we are proud to be part of Owatonna's rich history and all that Owatonna has to offer. Since the turn of the century.
Back in Waseca, Jays roll along into round two of the Section 2AA South subsection tournament. As they roll over Blue Earth Area 92-53 and roll to their 17th win. Let's run through the stats. Leading the way for the Jays, Keaton with 17. 14 for Demarius Russell, 14 for Carson Onstead, 14 for Zach Holscher. Duran had 9, 7 for Robrand, 6 for Hiller, 4 for Thompson. Teague with 2, Heyer with 2. Jays were 22 of 37 in the half, 59%, 38 of 71 overall, 53%. And remember, folks, this is after starting out about 4 for 19. So came on like gangbusters. The Jays were 3 of 3 from the free throw line, and Coug, maybe the most impressive stat of the night, they turned it over 4 times. Amazing. For Blue Earth Area, Logie led the way with 16, Barker with 11, Granjanet at 4. Dahlberg with 9, Davids with 5, Fletcher with 2, Juba with 2, Haas with 2, And Hanson with a three. The Bucks were 10 of 27 in the half, 37%. They were 20 of 48 overall, 41%. They were 7 of 10 from the free throw line, and they turned it over 15 times. The Jays outscored the Bucks 48-27 in the half for the 92-53 win. Goog.
Not only did the Jays warm up from the field, they just dominated the boards in the second half, out-rebounding the Bucks 24-9 in the second half to finish with a 36-25 advantage for the game. Blue Earth had 5 offensive, 20 defensive for their 25. Waseca had 11 offensive, 25 defensive for their 36. Andrew Robrand, nice night for the Jays, led the way on the boards with 10 rebounds. The only one in double figures, but a good game for Andrew. 5 for Hiller off the bench, 2 for Deron Russell, 3 for Keaton, 2 for Demarius Russell, 3 for Onstead, 2 for Hulsher, 3 for Jacob Thompson, 3 for Wyatt Hager, and a whole handful of people with 1. 36-25, the Jays dominate on the boards tonight.
So the Jays improved to 17-10. The Bucks will finish up 11-14. And now, Coug, we play the winner of JWP and WEM. Coming up on Thursday, that'll be about, we're guessing, probably closer to about a 7:45 start down in Fairmont. And you know what? You shoot the ball like you did tonight, Coug. I mean, it like you've said a million times, it's amazing how good you look when you shoot the basketball that well.
Yeah, when the threes are going in like they were after the slow start, it's really a fun team to watch. And the threes started going in, Don, and all of a sudden the ball started moving from side to side. It wasn't one pass and fire away. It was making 3, 4, 5 passes to get the wide-open guy for a shot.
15 made threes tonight for the Jays. So the Jays move on. They live to play another day, and again it will be Thursday night down in Fairmont. Coug, you and I will hit the airwaves most likely around 7:30 ish down from Fairmont High School, and hopefully, you know, you can get that one, Coug, and you move on to Taylor Center at MSU, but you got to take care of business on Thursday night first. So,
and the reason we can't say we're on at such and such a time is because there's a game ahead of us. So
and you
that
never
depends
know
on when that gets done. Then they'll put 20 minutes up before the next one starts.
And with our luck, there will be a double overtime thriller, and we'll be in Fairmont till next week. Anyway, great game for the Jays tonight, as again they picked up win number 17, and they move on in the Section 2AA tournament. So they'll play Thursday, knocking off Blue Earth area 92-53 here tonight. And Coug, for those seniors, what a way to go out to play your last game like this on this floor to win like that. Just terrific.
Great, great finish to not your career, but great home finish on this floor by shooting the ball like this tonight.
Some thank yous. Jake back at the studio, another engineering marvel. Greatly appreciate it. Could not do it without our sports boosters. We thank them each and every time. Make sure to patronize those businesses. We could not do it without them. Thank you so much. Of course, Coug, the best color guy in the business, and thanks to you for tuning in. Jays move along in Section 2AA. They will live to play again Thursday night, and they will be there in Fairmont again approximately 7:30 will be our pregame from Fairmont. Final score, 92-53, Jays over Blue Earth area. For Dale Kuyath, I'm Don White. Have a good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Waseca Blue Jay Basketball on Crew Country 92.1 FM. Brought to you by Federated Insurance, Ameriprise Financial, Demel Ford, Mediacom, Landmark Real Estate, iWealth Investment Centers, Snap Fitness, Haston Present Antiques, and Remax Masters. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming here on Crew Country 92.1 FM.